from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Stephen Cuevas, and this is the California Report. Hundreds of people watched the last of the Boeing C-17 military cargo planes manufactured in Southern California take off from Long Beach yesterday. It marks the end of a chapter in the region's once booming aerospace industry. Loss of a big U.S. Air Force contract and declining international sales drove Boeing to shut down production a couple years ago. The company has moved much of its current operations to South Carolina and other states. It's time for our series Big Think, where we share big ideas from the state. We also want to hear your big things, and here are a couple we got from listeners.
My name is Lauren Ward, and I'm from Novato. My Big Think idea is a University of California tuition-free degree awarding online university.
This is Marcus Van Halle in Moreno Valley, California, and my idea is this. End drought by harvesting rainwater at sea using super tanker fleet.
To share your big think, give us a call at 510-736-CALI. That's 510-736-2254. Today's big thought comes from the mind of Rick Doblin. He leads a Santa Cruz nonprofit that sponsors research using LSD and MDMA, better known as ecstasy, to treat mental illness. His big think?
There should be thousands of psychedelic psychotherapy clinics all over the world.
In the future, Doblin believes anyone suffering with anxiety, depression, marital problems, or even a fear of snakes could be treated with a drug trip. The California Report's health reporter April Damboski takes us further.
Rick Doblin came of age in the early 70s, at the height of America's war on drugs.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
Pot and psychedelics were described as a deadly menace with deadly consequences.
Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide, and the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity.
In high school, I remember thinking that drugs like LSD were terribly dangerous and that they would make you crazy. If you took LSD more than a few times, you were going to be certifiably insane.
Doblin tried LSD in college, a lot of it, and it changed his life. He dropped out of school.
I was way out of balance, you know, overdeveloped intellectually and underdeveloped emotionally and spiritually.
He embarked on a crusade to make psychedelics legal in the U.S. Eventually, he started a nonprofit called the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies.
When I started feeling like this was a tool that could bring me into balance, I realized that this was a tool that could bring society back into balance.
Today, his group is focused on scientific research. They have permission from the feds to use MDMA to treat post-traumatic stress disorder among war veterans. And they're studying how LSD can help ease the dying process for the terminally ill. The treatment protocol is highly structured.
It's a male-female co-therapist team, and people are receiving MDMA at around 10 in the morning. It goes till 6 at night or so. And then people are required to spend the night in the treatment center.
The next day, the patient and therapist talk for hours about the drug trip. Then they check in over the phone every day for a month. Doblin says this post-trip therapy is key.
If you don't do that integrative work, then like dreams that you don't pay attention to, they fade away and you don't get the benefit of really learning and growing from them.
Doblin says one day there will be a network of these clinics around the world, and LSD and MDMA will be used to treat a range of anxieties and phobias.
Fears of spiders or fears of going up in an airplane.
Eventually, he says people with no formal diagnosis will be able to try them.
I believe that these clinics will eventually expand to treat people that have just an interest in personal growth or spiritual experiences or couples therapies.
Critics say Doblin's work sends the wrong message to young people. They say opening clinics will only encourage kids to do drugs and tune out of society. But Doblin disagrees. He calls anti-drug ads like these fear-based and dishonest.
They said half a hit of E would be fun. They lied.
They said LSD would help me forget my problems. They lied.
They said drugs would make you cool. They lied.
It's not that Doblin thinks it should be a free-for-all. He says the way kids usually take drugs is dangerous.
The drugs are impure.
And people are taking them in public places, like dance clubs, surrounded by other people who are high.
If they think they're doing it only for fun and only for recreational purposes and something serious comes up, then they're unprepared for it.
Doblin has another big idea. He has three kids, age 20, 19, and 17. He's inspired by all the driver's ed training they've done.
You have to take a course. You have to pass the test. You know, they have to do 10 hours of driving with their parents in the car, all different things. And so the question is, should there be some similar model like that for young people, for anybody who wants to have legal access to psychedelics?
He says his clinics will be the ideal place where people can get training in how to take psychedelics.
I would feel more comfortable if people had their first psychedelic experience under supervision, and then they could get a license and buy it and do it on their own.
Under Doblin's clinical protocol, a course of psychedelic-assisted therapy would cost about $10,000. He says once he gets the therapy legalized, his next step will be getting health insurance companies to pay for it. For the California Report, I'm April Dembowski.
And that's the California Report for Monday, November 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From the Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.